Good morning, Big Town Man. I've had a change of thought because some things I said, based upon the evidence I was presented with and the allegations that went with it, didn't quite sit right. So you can't sort of say things about other people that aren't true. Never mind the legal sense, it's learning to sort of think for yourself and establish a few facts based upon the evidence, rather than going, oh, so-and-so reckons this and so-and-so reckons that, you know. So therefore, I'm going to do this or say that as well, you know. It must be true. Well, the first thing is the kid who goes by the name of Amazing Desmond. That's the gay slash cross-dressing drag queen kid. And according to his mother, he was two years old and sitting on a knee. And he watched the RuPaul show and he was just transfixed about the gay drag scene, you know. The proper performer sort of stuff. And that's just the way he's been ever since, you know. He said, this is who I am, this is how I want to live my life, so be it. And in the initial video, or in the initial short, someone said, oh, pedophiles out in the open, you know. And I looked at the guy, and he's sort of, he's clean and tidy and sort of, you know, more presentable for the public image than the average sort of scruffy motorcycle rider, you know. And in that first sort of bit of video, it's him and Desmond, and I'm thinking, the guy doesn't seem openly sort of pedophilic. He looks like he's the hired security and for Desmond, and he's there to look after him. And so I was wrong in basing my information upon what I've been told rather than rather than what is. And what's come out of this is that the kid wants to go to the drag shows himself, you know, because he's a drag queen. And you know, so therefore I think, you know, as Thomas Sheridan once put it, is that, you know, there are people who have the drag queen thing as performers, and then there's, because they've got talent, and then there's people who have no talent who are just drag queens and, you know, sort of non-event type people. And, you know, and then there's all sorts of people who are straight and gay and cross-dressing and all sorts of shit, you know. And there are people into all sorts of things who also molest children. And just because people are, or men are gay, doesn't mean that they molest children. And just because men are straight doesn't mean that they molest children. Some straight men and some gay men do it, you know. And the issue also stands as far as women and how there are straight women who don't molest children, and there are lesbian women who don't molest children, but there are also straight women who molest children, and there are gay women, you know, lesbians who molest children. So, you know, I guess it's, you know, like, I don't go into all the sort of gay and cross-dressing sort of stuff, you know, and, you know, drag queen sort of stuff. I mean, I like really artistic sort of things, you know, from making teacups, fine china, porcelain, posters. You know, I like colour, I like blending, I like, you know, the colour of certain sunsets when everything's a really lovely light to dark blue sort of pastel and oranges and yellows and, you know, reds and stuff. I like, you know, I just like colours and blending and all this sort of stuff. So in the drag queen sort of sense, I really, some of their outfits and some of their makeup is absolutely fabulous, but, you know, doesn't mean I would want to go out and do it, you know. I just, but I don't, you know, if I come across it now and then, I'll have a good look at it and go, wow, that's really impressive. But as an art form, you know, but as, I don't sort of spend much time on that either, you know. I've got plenty of other things to do. But, yeah, so I think this thing about, you know, getting really fucking nasty and defending the children and every man's a pedophile type stuff is, I think it's completely wrong. I think this is his kid, this is his lifestyle, this is how he sees the world, this is how he wants to live his life. And I think it's really unfair to condemn that guy who's with him, who is evidently his security guard, you know, who's out there looking after him. I think it's really wrong to slag him off and call him a pedophile who's in there molesting children, you know. Yeah, so this is my determination, and so I want you to all be on your best behaviour and examine the facts before you have an opinion, and don't lend other people's opinions because you haven't fact-checked yourself. Thank you.